Alan, a good win and a good, well-organised performance after Spaniola had gone an early goal ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a really good sort of professional away performance where we were solid, we were organised, we controlled the ball, we controlled the tempo of the game. You put the first goal aside, I think we were quite comfortable through the game, to be honest. First goal's disappointing because it's something we talked about that they did. You know, the deep run from Ramshaw, who's obviously very good at running from deep and getting behind. The annoying thing was Terry read it, knew it was coming, dropped off, got in there a great position, but it was just two bad headers, you know, two weak headers that, you know, that give them the opportunity to get on the second ball, and that's frustrating. But we put that behind us, and we dug in, and I think we were the better team in the first half, and more than deserved the equaliser, which was again a great goal from Stacey, where he's just dominating centre halves.
The Joe Wheatley seemed to me to be running the midfield along with Phil Turnbull there, and seemed to stop Spinnymore from adopting their usual game of running hard at opposing defences.
Well, I think we've got a good mix of everything in our team. We've got we've got good energy in there with Joe, and we've got experience, and we've got a great passing ability with Phil. I mean, Phil's getting around the pitch as well. I mean, he's in his 30s, but he does some graft. I mean, he works hard, and he's not just sitting deep. He's engaging in the game, which is fantastic. Joe's got all the energy. Div Sizes is a very intelligent footballer who fills in when he needs to. And it's difficult for opposition midfielders to play against our lot because we've got a little bit of everything in there. And when we're on it, we're really good. And then we've got Tomo on the right-hand side, who's an absolute workhorse. Great going forward, but will also dig in. And I've seen a couple of tackles he put in today were superb. I think was his tackle back and getting on the ball and winning possession led to the goal, you know. Yeah. Which sometimes goes under the radar. And on the other side, Josh Gillies, for me, is rejuvenated. He's the last two games, especially against FC United, he was the man of the match. He was outstanding, faultless, you know. And the Josh Gillies I remember when I was at Gateshead, seeing this raw talent, this extra, and the Josh Gillies that I know has been playing, you know, for the last 3 or 4 or 5 years. See you, mate. And the Josh Gillies wants to be as well, because Josh has done well for us, but he's also been frustrated because he knows he's got more. And I think the last 3, 4, 5 games he's showed what he's about and what he can do and the standards that he needs to and should be getting to every week.
Defensively, we were very sound in that second half. Terry Galbraith and Josh Eaton won a lot of balls in the air and on the ground, and then Gary Brown came on and stopped the threat from their left wing.
Yeah, well, I think the back four, I thought Tom Parts did well. He's obviously our makeshift right back there. It's not his natural position. It's not something he really wants to do. It's not a natural thing for him to do, but he did it and he worked hard. Hiya, mate.
You all right?
It's not something he really wants to do, but he does, because he's a great lad, he's a team player, and he can do it. Ben O'Hanlon, I think, has been different class since he turned up, to be honest. In the last two games especially, he's been different class. And I'd say, apart from the first goal, Terry and Josh were absolute giants. You know, they dealt with everything that they threw at us in the air, and they're not a small team. And they dealt with everything like that, and they organised the people in front of them. They didn't get caught under the ball, they covered well, they talked. And I think that back four tonight, along with our midfield, the three in there and the two wide players, I thought really put a shift in and defended like a unit, a real unit, which is what I'm so proud of tonight, because that's what we've been working hard on, being a unit. Yeah, we're going to let our goals in, but we know we can create our chances. We know we're going to get one or two goals, but we're solid and we look like we're going to keep clean sheets.
So Saturday now puts us in the right frame of mind, doesn't it, at home to Nuneaton. Will you be having to make any changes? Were there any knocks in there tonight?
I think there's a few tired legs. We've brought Tom Parts off at the end. Luckily, it's not a pull. It's just he tightened up. He's obviously not trained much and he hasn't played much, and I think he just cramped up a little bit. And it's a sensible thing for him to do, is to say, look, I'm tightening up. I don't want to cost us, which is brilliant when you've got lads who are going to be as honest as that, because he didn't pull it, but and he probably will be fine for the weekend. But it's that kind of decision making that's putting the team first rather than himself. And you got Brown, who came on, I thought was excellent when he came on. He did a great job. He won his headers. He was defensively solid, you know. He organised the game, which you expect. But I think, yes, Stacey might be a little bit tired, but he's fine. He wasn't brought off because he was injured. He was just brought off because he was tired. Looking at everyone else, no, everyone's fine. Phil Turnbull had a little bit of a worry with his knee before the game. He sort of jarred it, hyperextended it in training on Tuesday. But he seemed to be fine. It's just a matter of managing it. He's just going to have to ice it and keep off it. But I think everyone will be back that was available tonight should be available for Saturday.
great feeling though, isn't it, to win at the local rivals by 2-1, and now it's 5 away wins this season.
It's huge, you know. It's that bragging rights, I guess, that people talk about, but it means a lot to me because obviously I was here, and you want to win that little battle. I mean, I hope that Jay and Tommy, they're going to get in the playoffs, and they deserve to be in the playoffs, and they will do it, and I hope they do great in the playoffs, and I hope they get promoted. It'd be fantastic if they did that. What an achievement it would be for a club like Spennymoor, from where they were to where they are now, which is a great club with great structure and great people around it, and they thoroughly deserve it. But I wanted to win tonight, and the fans wanted us to win tonight. I think our support was different class, you know, which it is every week, but it was superb. They were loud, they were noisy, they outnumbered their lot, I think. And that's your extra man. That's the push down the hill we needed, you know, in the second half that got us the win. But yeah, it's great to win, I think, for the players, because a lot of the players know each other. You know, they come across each other. They've played with each other before. I think a few of them probably have played junior level against each other before. And there is that little bit of a bit of wrangle and a bit of needle between them because they're friends, but friendly. So there, bragging rights. That's what it's all about.